Welcome to the Handlebar Podcast. These episodes are conversations around questions young followers of Jesus are asking. If you'd like to have a question answered on the podcast, you can submit your question on our website. We also want to ask you to consider giving. We're totally donor funded, and if our podcast has encouraged you, we want to ask if you'd consider giving a gift of any amount on our website. You can get more info about who we are, our merch, and how to partner with us at thehandlebarpodcast.com. We love you, and we're so glad you're here. Let's jump in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. We're so excited to do another episode. And we're just going to get straight into the question.
We're going to jump right in. Drum roll. Elissa will draw.
Oh, surprise.
Surprise.
Right. She's got it. Is mentorship important? Should I have a mentor? Should I be mentoring others? Ooh. This is from Haley. She's 20 from Calgary, Canada. Should I have a mentor? Should I be mentoring? Is mentorship important?
All right. I'm going to start a 15-minute timer. And we will go from here. I want to say, right as I start the timer out of the gate, there's been a few comments that I've heard from people of like, hey, sometimes you guys seem unprepared. I love your podcast, but you seem unprepared. I want to say, if you're watching, we are always unprepared. Yeah. Like when we come in and she draws this question, we have no notes. So I'm looking at Rafi,
like, where's your notes? We look at the questions, but we don't, like,
I feel like I come prepared.
Well, we come prepared, but I say that.
Speak for yourself.
The reason I say that is because I love, something I personally love about the podcast is how the answers we give are authentically,
yes,
like,
I see what you're saying.
You're getting an answer at, like, if you grabbed us on the street and was like, hey, I have a question.
Right. Yes, that's
but
true.
We're not talking about topics that we feel like we've never talked about. We are, you know, somewhat prepared, but I'm just making a point that
we don't know exactly what
we're being
gonna
ourselves
say.
As we answer the questions. Yeah. And I actually like that about our podcast. Now I'm chewing into our time. So that was a whole minute there. But mentorship. Is mentorship important?
Cool. My first thought was all throughout scripture, you have mentors and what's the word for it?
Mentees?
Mentees.
Sounds weird. But I'm thinking about Paul and Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, who else would you say? Obviously, Jesus and the disciples.
Well, there's Moses and Joshua.
Moses and Joshua.
Moses and his disciples. You have Naomi.
Elijah and Elisha.
Naomi and Ruth.
Elijah and Elisha.
And it's always, they always pass things on. They always teach things. They always point that younger person toward the Lord.
Samuel and David. That's true.
Mm-hmm. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yes. The short answer is yes, but we'll talk about why mentorship is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of questions submitted around mentorship. Mm-hmm. And how to have mentors, how to have fathers, how to have mothers. Like, it's worded all kinds of ways, but it's all around this thing of mentorship. I think something that is significant for Sarah Beth and I, we definitely mentor people, but we've never used that language with people we mentor.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Like,
unless they
I'm your mentor. Like, we personally have not used that language, though we have people who would say Aaron and Sarah Beth mentor us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily knocking that language, but I think for us, We are doing our best to become like Christ. And for those that are like, hey, we want to learn from you, we're like, all right, we'll get around our family and do life with us. It's how we've discipled.
I bet that's
how we've mentored.
For people in the Bible too. Like, though Timothy went with Paul on ministry.
Yeah,
trips,
for sure.
You know, like,
I mean, I think of, what is it? 1 Thessalonians, is it, I think 2:8. We were reading that verse earlier today. It talks about, I didn't just share the gospel with you, but I shared my life with you.
Wow.
Paul's writing to the Thessalonians. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what he says. I didn't just share the gospel with you. I shared my life with you. When I think of mentorship, that's what I think of. Definitely have the people I look up to that are influences to me, but to me, there's a difference between having an influence, someone who influences you, and someone who mentors you. And I think of those that mentor Sarah Beth and I. Mm-hmm. Again, this has just been the culture for us. It's probably why we don't use the language mentorship, is because those who mentor us don't use that language with us, but we would call them that. Mm-hmm. We would say they're our mentor. We would say they're a father.
They would say they walk with us.
Yeah. And we're submitted to them.
Yeah.
We would probably use the more aggressive language, like they're our authority. They would say it too, but it just has been us getting in life with people that we say, hey, we want to learn from you. We want you to speak into our lives. It's the language we've used. Mm-hmm. And they are mentors to us for sure. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's really good to know that when we're young, we think we know everything. Mm-hmm. And the reality is we do not. And I think I'm realizing them, like, I don't want to do things alone. Like, I want people to speak into my life. Like, I want to be the healthiest me that I can be. And I don't think we are meant to go through seasons alone. And it's not that when you're young, you just need someone older to speak into you. But even like as I've grown in relationship with, I have a spiritual mom who's in her 60s, but we have the best time together. And now as we've grown, I actually see how like I feed her and she also feeds me, you know, and like it's more a relationship than it is like a mentorship.
Totally.
You know, because I think sometimes you can still hide in mentorship. You can't hide when you decide to commit to walking with someone. That's why I love that language, because it's like, I see people who are like, yeah, I had a mentor, but I just didn't like what they had to say. So then you go and find someone else. And you may not be saying that, but you find yourself like as soon as there's confrontation or as soon as there's like some constructive criticism or just flat out truth where you're being lied to, people run away. You know, a lot of people don't actually want to receive, a mentor in their life because they don't actually want to change. They just want to be validated in everything that they're doing. And you don't grow that way. Like if you're committed to growth, you're going to commit to addressing the things that you need to address, you know? And I think it's just important because number one, we're not meant to walk alone. And I think there is something so beautiful about having someone that you're mentoring and having someone that's mentoring you.
Yeah. It actually keeps your fire burning.
Multi-generational thing.
100%.
It's just biblical. Mm-hmm. Like you see this in Jesus's life where you see his mother was with him. And then he's with his brothers and then he's with his disciples and then his disciples took on disciples. And then you see, the mother of Jesus with the women, Mary and Martha, like you just see it all branch off where it's like, no one's alone in this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're committed to this, you know?
I love that you said it's biblical because it reminded me of, Hebrews 13 verse 7. It says, remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. So I think that's your first sign that someone is mentoring you or a spiritual mother or father or a leader is that they're teaching you the word of God.
Yes.
Think of all the good things that have come from their lives and follow, or another translation says, imitate their example of faith. And so when I think about someone who I want to sit with and share my life with and hear from, I think of someone who I want to imitate their faith. Mm-hmm. I think of, an older woman that I look up to where I'm like, man, I want to have a relationship with Jesus like she does.
Yeah.
And then when I'm mentoring a younger girl, honestly, like usually they seek me out. That's kind of how it works. But the way I decide or not is I pray, but I'm also like, do I admire this person's life? Like, do I feel like I can have things to add to it? And do I, you know, not that, I don't know. My words got a little twisted in my head, but when I am deciding whether or not to mentor someone, I look at their life and I'm like, is this someone who I would want to pour into? And sometimes in my own flesh, I think no, but then I pray and the Lord's like, yes. So I think when someone asks you for you to mentor them, first just pray. Like, don't give an answer until you pray. Mm-hmm. And then when you commit, and you listen, I've talked about this a lot, really commit to that and don't be flaky. Because I think about the mentors in my life, how they've been steady. They haven't been flaky. And I want to be that kind of that kind of leader too.
Yeah. I also like too, like when you are in a place where you start to pour into someone else's life, Peter Lewis has told me this a lot. He's like, he was like, I want you to teach me this because that means you know it.
Right.
You know, where it's like when you're able to begin to teach someone something, it's because you've decided to practice it and make it a part of your life. And so I think it's really beautiful because a lot of times you don't see how much you've grown until you start putting yourself in a position to actually impart and to give what's been given.
That's so good.
And so like, it's so beautiful. Like, I feel like if it's done right, there are so many benefits to everyone involved, mm-hmm. you know. And again, I love what you said, Sarah Beth, like pray about it because the Lord will give you discernment of who you can open your life to mm-hmm. and
it's important.
Who maybe it's not the right season to do that with, you yeah. know. So yeah. anyway, I think one of you are about to say something.
I'm thinking, I mean, I thought of 1 Corinthians 11:1 is follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes.
And it's so simple.
He is our ultimate mentor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so simple. It makes me think of two things. Number one, we're all following Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that is who our, mm-hmm. it's like he is the shepherd mm-hmm. and there are other sheep we follow, but ultimately we all have the same shepherd. So there's this relief of like, this pressured position of like spiritual father or whatever, like there's no one that is going to fill that mm-hmm. spot for you. Mm-hmm. But there are these people that like Paul is saying, follow me as I follow Christ. Mm-hmm. So there's what he's also saying is you can learn from me. Mm-hmm. And I want to speak to, I know for me, I had an experience with mentorship. Like, man, I would really love to like have lunch with this person or whatever. But I think somewhere in my mind, I was like, I have to wait for God to open the door to do this. And so mm-hmm. what it looked like was me being alone, wanting mentors, and then like praying that something would happen. Mm-hmm. And that did not work. Mm-hmm. Like I never got the mentor mm-hmm. that I wanted because I was alone. And these people are people, just like Paul, like we're humans. And this, like Elissa mm-hmm. was saying, it's very relational. So if you, I just want to challenge you to make this a very human thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you're like, I want help from this person, just ask them, mm-hmm. just approach them, say, hi, my name is so-and-so. If you don't know them yet, it's like, I think the stakes of this can become crazy. Like the mm-hmm. Lord is going to send me the right spiritual dad.
You have to go pursue it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, though, what I've found in both my experiences and trying to pursue it is that people are way more down than I ever thought they would be. Mm-hmm. And then also, as I'm transitioning, I'm still young, I'm 26, but as I'm transitioned and found myself on the other side of the table where I'm talking to someone who's younger than me, I really want to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it brings me so much joy when I can turn around and say to someone, I actually have been through that same thing.
Yeah.
And let me share with you what I learned about
mm-hmm.
from going through that. Like what I learned about the Lord and what tool I can give you that mm-hmm. I've used. It brings me so much joy and delight. And so mm-hmm. I think when it mm-hmm. is relational, it's full of joy and delight for both people. Mm-hmm. And I'll also say, I think in the question, the person says, should I be a mentor? Mm-hmm. And I think I would say I don't think it's something you need to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
I think
let it come to you.
Yes, yeah, I think you'll see, like when it's time for you to become a mentor, you'll notice an urge of like, I actually feel like I have something to say where I could help this person. So mm-hmm. I would encourage you when you feel that urge come in your heart, just try for sure. Don't mm-hmm. ignore that. But you don't have to like conjure it up from somewhere either.
Yeah, I used to have people when I first started in ministry, I would have people who would ask me to go to lunch. I'd go to lunch with them thinking, oh, this dude wants to get lunch with me. And then they would say, yeah, I want to mentor you. Red flag. Major red flag. That's I'm weird. Like, yo, I don't even know you. Like,
yeah.
But the people who are mentors to me never asked to mentor me. They would tell me things like, hey, I want you to know I see God all over your
that
life.
So
and
true.
If you ever want to ask me questions, I'm here for you. You have mm-hmm. access to my life. Wow. And it was different than, hey, I want to mentor you. I want to speak into your life. And it was like, hey, I'm here.
My door's open.
Mm-hmm. Like, take it or leave it. But I love you. I see something on you. And it's like, wow, that is not weird, you know? Mm-hmm. But the one who takes you out and is like, hey, I want to mentor you.
You're it's like they want something from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it just can feel like such a red flag.
It's not relational.
Yeah. And so I love the relational dynamic out of that I was talking about, 1 Thessalonians 2:8. But I wanted to read this right as our timer is about to go off. And it's Moses and Joshua, which I think we already referred mm-hmm. to them.
Yes.
But I like we love Joshua 1, where the Lord, Joshua becomes the new leader of Israel, and the Lord tells Joshua 3 times what? Be
strong
and courageous. Mm-hmm. I did not know that wasn't the first time that Joshua had heard that. So in Deuteronomy 31, Moses is telling Israel who the new leader will be. But in verse 6, Moses looks at Joshua and he says, hey, but I want to tell you something. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid, for the Lord your God, and he's going to go on to say how the Lord your God is not going to forsake you. He's going to be with you. He's going to empower you to lead.
That's crazy.
So when Moses steps on the scene and, or sorry, when Joshua steps on the scene and now he's a leader and he needs wisdom from God, it was the most profound thing for me when I realized God tells him the same thing as mentor told him.
Dang.
And it's that like, goes with Hebrews 13:7, which is remember your leaders who taught you the word of God.
Yes. And to me, the first time I saw that, I realized the value in hearing things from mentors and leaders and trusting that they have my best interest in mind, trusting what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And then you go sit with the Lord and you're like, Lord, I need wisdom. And he's like, hey, what did that mentor say to you?
Yeah. Jeez.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. In fact,
because I've actually breathed on that relationship.
I'm thinking of the dream you had. We were, long story short, looking to buy a house a couple years ago. We were renting the one we were living in, but we were looking to buy one. And we were praying. We were like, Lord, we need a word. We had put an offer in on a house. And that night, Aaron had a dream that one of our spiritual moms walked straight up to him and said,
you don't need to be buying a house right now. What'd she say in the dream?
It's not your season to buy a house. It's your season to prepare for the future.
Yes.
And when he woke up, he knew we were supposed to buy the house that we were already in.
Yeah.
And so it was like, she confirmed.
Well, we had put an offer on a different house and we knew we're not supposed to get that house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, please let this offer go through or like not go through, but not go through.
Yeah.
And we didn't get the house, obviously.
We didn't get the house. But we were like, encouraged because of the dream.
We told her and she's like, that's hilarious. And so it's like, God uses spiritual mothers and fathers and mentors in more ways than they can even do themselves. Like, she didn't know she was going to be in his dream that night. She didn't ask God to put her in Aaron's dream.
Yeah.
But he did, because she represents wisdom.
Yeah.
And I think that's a key to, is your mentor walking in the wisdom of God? Are they teaching you the word of God?
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah.
As we jump into handlebars, I'll say this. This is just a side nugget. Or a side note, maybe, you know, in the future we could do a full episode on authority. But I will definitely say, if you're listening to this and you're asking the question of mentorship, I want to say that you do need to have an authority in your life. Mm-hmm. And the local church is great for that. So if you're not in a local church, get in a local church. We've had questions submitted around the fear of, well, I don't want to get in a local church because the leader might hurt me. You're right. They might. Mentors might hurt you. I love what you're saying. We're human. Leaders are human. Like, there's nothing more sobering than when you get close to someone who you've looked up to for all these years and you realize, oh, you're actually human like me.
Yeah.
You need the grace of God like me. You need his leadership like me. You realize, oh, you're not perfect. But there's something about the local church that it's God's design to be the authority over the body of believers.
Yeah.
You can read Ephesians 5. You can read different texts in scripture that is the design of the local church. Mm-hmm. And I'm always so hesitant when people tell me things like, oh, I love God, but I'm not about the church. And how it is so important to get into the local church. So I want to say, as we're moving into handlebars for mentorship, that mentorship, it's just so important to have authority in your life. I think of our marriage and I think of how much we have an authority that speaks into our marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
and
we're grown adults.
I'm thinking,
like,
of other dreams you've had where other mentors / elders in our church have just showed up in your dreams. Like, we were fighting about a water filter one time and I was like, we got to change our water filter. And Aaron's like, it's not important. And then he had a dream a couple nights later that one of the elders, a papa, spiritual papa,
like,
at our church,
water filter,
came to him and said, you're right and you're wrong. You need to change it every 6 months. And so we changed our water filter.
Right.
Even little things in your life, you need mentors. You
but
need
we
wisdom.
Haven't even had it in the sense of dreams. Like, we've had mentors that sat down with us and said,
but I'm just saying how powerful it is that God uses that even in the dream language, you know? But yeah, you're right. Practically, we've sat down with leaders and we wouldn't make it if it wasn't for that. I'm just going to be honest. So
I can throw in my handle.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, do it.
Ready.
Do it.
I want to say my handlebar is, you are already being mentored, whether you know it or not. It could be through YouTube, Instagram. It could be your friends. It's happening because you're being influenced by all the voices in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would charge you to do is be active in that part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And my handlebar would be, ask the Lord about someone to ask to lunch or dinner or coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Who is older than you, ask the Lord to highlight someone and then just do it. Don't think about it that much.
Mm-hmm.
Once you feel like you know someone and trust that you heard God, go and talk to them, approach them. Hey, I just want help with life. Could I have coffee with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's my handlebar.
That's so good.
I would say, and this is something I'm really growing in, but my handlebar would be when you're going to meet with your mentor, go with questions and go ready to listen. Because I feel like, and my spiritual mamas are going to laugh when they hear this, but for so many years of my life, I would just vent the whole time. And there's nothing wrong with sharing your life or getting words out or whatever. But I think it's been so powerful for me to learn, well, these women, yes, they want to hear about my life, but they have so much to offer me in wisdom and direction for my life and hearing about their encounters with God. Like, that is when I have received the most from the Lord through these women, is when I go and I have questions and I'm ready to listen. And so don't hear it. I'm not saying you don't, you know, definitely share your life. And I would say also be 100% in the light with these people, because you can just kind of go through the motions and say you have a mentor, but you haven't really let them in. And you need to fully be in the light. It's really powerful, especially when you fall like into sin or whatever. You have someone who already knows about that, that you can go and say, hey, I need help in this area. I need prayer. I need you to wash me with the water of the word, you know? And yeah, so I would say go with questions, go ready to listen, and be totally in the light.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's so good. Yeah. I think mine is very similar to SB. Just like approach them with a lot of humility, ready to receive. I think that's the biggest thing, is like learning that your way is not always the right way. And, you know, there's no need to prove yourself. I think finding a mentor and someone to walk with you is the perfect place to be weak. And so go with humility, learn to be loved in your areas of weakness. Because there's real healing there. So that's mine.
Yeah, mine is going to be put your worst foot forward with a mentor. It's so easy for us with mentors to put our best foot forward. And I think I have found the most breakthrough with mentors when I put my worst foot forward. And I say, I need to be in the light. Here's what I'm struggling with. Here's where I'm not doing well. Can you speak into that? And then my second handlebar would be to pray for a mentor. If you don't have one and you don't know where to start and you don't know like who to ask or who could mentor me, I'll never forget when I didn't have a mentor, I was so longing for someone to speak into my life. And I told the Lord, and I felt like the Lord asked me this question. I felt like he said, who do you want to mentor you? And I had a person in mind, and I said, this person. And it was a person that was in our community and was someone I really looked up to. And I said, this person. And I thought the Lord was going to say, okay, they'll mentor you. And that's not what he said. He said, if you want them to mentor you, then for the next month, I want you to wake up every morning and I want you to go on a walk and I want you to pray for them. And I did this for a month. I remember I was 21 maybe at the time, and I had to be at work at 8, and I would take the first hour. I worked for a church. I would take the first hour and I would go on a walk and I would pray for many things. And one of the things I would pray for was for that person. And then lo and behold, about a month and a half later, all of a sudden, the Lord opened up doors. And now to this day, that was almost 10 years ago, this person is still a mentor to me in my life. And it was birthed in prayer. And so I would just encourage you
to... Did they come to you or did you go
to them? Did, actually. They invited me to go get coffee.
Which you probably won't always happen that way, but that's your personal story.
Right. So. That was just the Lord saying, I want you to pray for this person. And me being obedient to the Lord, he opened the door.
That's beautiful.
And it took the pressure off me of trying to go, you know... I've always said this before. It's one thing to knock down people's doors to say, hey, would you speak into my life? But orphans look for fathers. And as I submitted my desire to the Lord sent someone to father me.
That's good.
Versus me going out looking for a daddy. Like, you know, there can, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother time. But submitting that to the Lord said, I know what you need.
And Psalm and says, I know who he you puts need. The lonely in family.
Yeah. And absolutely. He did it. Yeah, and so absolutely. I just know I'm mindful as we're saying this of the amount of people who are longing for someone. And it's oftentimes in that longing for someone to speak into your life that you can begin to operate in the orphan spirit and orphan mindset. And I want to declare over you, you're not an orphan, and that you have a heavenly father who knows what you need. And oftentimes that is a mentor, and watch as you submit that to the Lord, as he will provide for you who and what you need. And sometimes who he will send is not who we would choose.
That's right.
Which I think is really important to note, that oftentimes the Lord says, who I'm going to have mentor you is not who you would choose, but if you'll lean in and trust who I'm sending to you, you're going to really benefit from this relationship. So be open-handed with who it could be. Again, not every story is like mine, but praise God for that one. So Yeah. It's for in this episode, the sun is
yeah, it's like blazing shining down on my face. Right now.
Rafi, why don't you pray for those that are listening, those that are looking for mentors. Pray for Haley, who's from Canada, and any who have the same mindset as Haley looking
Calgary
for a mentor.
Calgary is beautiful. Where she's from, that's where Banff is, National Park. Ooh, Lord, thank you that before Haley or anyone who is listening to this even knew they needed a mentor, you already had someone in mind. You already had a father or mother for them that could speak into their life. So, Lord, I just pray that you would destigmatize this area, that any areas of hurt or pain that are here, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to their hearts and that you would cause their hearts to open towards a father or a mother, and that you would send the right ones, that you would introduce fathers and mothers into their lives. Anyone on this podcast who's desiring this, God, that you would meet that need. In Jesus' name, we bless you.
Amen.